I'm being joined here on Radio on the Go Sports by Iowa Falls Alden's Izzy Jansen, a Drake Relays qualifier in the 100-meter hurdles. And Izzy, thanks for taking a little bit of time here. I guess my first question, how many years have you been doing track and field? Since middle school, or did you do any youth stuff before that? What's kind of your history there?
No, I just started in middle school in seventh grade, just when I could.
How would you describe your background, like how you've progressed since starting in seventh grade? What are some of the biggest things you think you've done to kind of put yourself in this position? Have you done hurdling like the whole time, or have you done different races? What's kind of your history look like for you?
Yeah, I started hurdling in seventh grade in the first meet. I really didn't want to do it at first, but then I did it and I won and I actually broke the school record the first time. So then I thought, I might as well keep doing it and keep getting better as I keep going throughout my high school career too.
So that kind of right off the bat kind of gave you a pretty good idea that you could do something special maybe back in the day?
Yeah, I thought I could keep getting a lot better as I continued hurdling.
So obviously the 100-meter hurdles, did you ever do the 400 hurdles or anything like that?
I did do the 400 hurdles when I started in high school, and I did once this year, but I'm just not as good at those.
I gotcha. So when it comes to, this season as a whole, I guess it was pretty evident from, a couple meets into the season that you were going to be in the picture for going to the Drake Relays, especially in the 100-meter hurdles. But can you kind of just describe what it meant and how you felt to actually see your name on that list when it was officially announced here last weekend?
It was really exciting. I'd really been looking forward to it and trying to get there, and it was just really a relief and really exciting to actually have made it.
So when it comes to actually competing down there at the Drake Relays, what are going to be some of your goals? How do you see yourself finishing down there?
I'm hoping to finish maybe in a better place than I come in, and hopefully just to keep up with some of the really fast girls that are going to be there.
Yeah, so when it comes to racing against some of those faster competitors like that, what do you think that's going to be like? Obviously, from all classes, so you're going to be racing against the best of the best. How do you expect that to kind of push you and make you better as an athlete?
It's going to be pretty difficult, but I'm hoping I can just kind of stay with them and maybe PR a little bit when I'm there.
So regardless of what happens at the Drake Relays, what are going to be some of the future steps you're going to take this season to, continue to put yourself in the best position, hopefully get back down there for the state meet?
I'm just going to need to keep getting better and keep improving my times until we get to districts and do my best I can there too.
So you've been in a few other events here this season. Can you tell me a little bit about those?
I've started running the 100, and I've run the 200, and the distance men I've been in, and I'm in the shuttle hurdle sometimes, but I like all of my events I do, so.
Is there any particular favorite race that you have?
My favorite's probably the 100 hurdles.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
When it comes to the hurdling, I guess what do you like about it, or what makes you good at it?
I just like how I have a certain amount of steps in between, so I know exactly what to do and how everything's just like a pattern. I keep going.
So it's very specific, right? A certain number of steps between the hurdles. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Yep, exactly.
I gotcha. Aside from track and field, what else is keeping you busy here this time of year?
I play basketball and I play softball a lot. I play a lot of softball in the fall and the spring, and I'll play in the summer, so I do a lot of that too.
I gotcha. Pretty much takes up most of your free time this time of year with track and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Any other school activities that you're in, non-athletics?
No, not really.
I gotcha. When it comes to your future plans, I know you're just a sophomore, right? But you're thinking about anything after high school at this point, college or anything like that?
I really haven't been starting to think about it at all. So.
I gotcha. Well, you still got some time to get that stuff figured out. So thank you for the time today, and we'll catch you down in Des Moines.
Mm-hmm.